And welcome back to Pop Culture Failure. I'm Sky.
I'm Jake.
And we are watching episode 5 of Ninja Turtles: The Next Mutation. East meets West, part 5. The final chapter.
This is it. This is the end of the beginning.
And a couple and things happened this time.
What one hell of an ending.
We'll get there.
It opens with the best opening.
So, if you recall, the Turtles got beaten sort of last time. The Rank are looking to make the Serum of Invincibility using random animal bits in some sort of horrifying smoothie of animals.
An animal slurry.
And we open up, and Leonardo's standing in the dark dimension.
Goldar has his power coin. There is a green candle burning behind. Oh, wait. Different show.
He's standing against a black background with a bunch of like fog swirling about, and he's hearing voices, and it's clearly from the Dutch angle, it's clearly a dream sequence.
He's dreaming. But who could that voice belong to? I could have never guessed. That sounded sarcastic. I really couldn't have. I wouldn't have guessed.
Remember how weird we thought it was that he had that moment with that turtle and how weird, tortoise in the zoo?
And how weird I made it? Well, good news.
He's dreaming about that turtle and the...
They made it just as weird.
Well, excuse me. He's dreaming about that tortoise, and it's talking to him, telling him that there is a new way.
Just having sexy tortoise dreams.
It doesn't get that sexy.
You don't know what turtle's like. He also dreams about the Dragon Lord, and Dragon Lord doesn't have a name, like... It's just Dragon Lord. I thought that's just what we were calling him because we couldn't remember his name.
Oh, no.
It's just Dragon Lord.
Yeah.
It's such a stupid name. Mike, the Dragon Lord.
Well, he also called himself the Infernal Internal, or I don't know.
That's
Infernal
like
Eternal Serpent.
That's like if he was coming out like in a wrestling ring, like, it's the Eternal Infernal Serpent, Dragon Lord.
Yeah. Look, it was hard.
Anyway, Dragon Lord wants to try and fight Leonardo in his dream as well. That doesn't go well.
Well, he wakes up abruptly.
Where we find out that the Ninja Turtles sleep like they're at a drunken frat party every night.
Apparently they don't have rooms or beds.
They just sleep where they fall. Which is on kitchen chairs and against open refrigerators.
Well, they get free power, so.
Yeah, but... Before Michelangelo was bitching about how stinky that refrigerator was, maybe it's because you fucking sleep with it open, asshat.
Well, he's a child. Donatello's the only one who understands machines.
By this point, they're like 18 years old.
Yeah, but he's still a child, like mentally.
18-year-olds are also fucking terrible, so.
Teenagers are the worst.
Especially mutant teenagers.
Wait, was that building?
It was a different shot of that building.
I think it was a different shot. Apparently... This building isn't nearly as abandoned as we thought.
It looked very, like, lived in that shot.
Yeah. But Dragon Lord is wandering around his hideout with Wick on his shoulder.
Just grumbling.
Because Wick can't walk on his own. Literally, he's a terrible sitting puppet.
But we do get to see his legs when he throws them against the wall. It's real awkward, like when you see Kermit the Frog ride a bike.
Dragon Lord is upset that they lost. So both sides think that they keep losing. And...
No one knows what's happening.
Nobody on the show is watching the show.
Which is evident later when we get the exact same line from the episode before.
Yeah, but DL wants more invincibility serum. Because like, apparently they only stole enough to make 5 doses.
Who's DL? That's what I thought. I was like, oh, you mean Dragon Lord.
DL Hughley. He's the guy inside the dragon suit.
Then they're talking about how the turtles spied on them. Because those turtles are so good at being spies.
Well, to be fair, they always do show up wherever they are. But also, their dragons show up wherever they are. So, I don't know who's better at what.
Eric's huge. Like, the odds of them constantly stumbling on each other are pretty small.
Yeah. Well, the turtles have hacked satellites, apparently. And the
temperature
reading
satellites.
You know, the kind that exist.
Apparently, Raphael is a tortured artist. Yeah. That's his problem. He wasn't appreciated.
He was drawing the turtles doing stuff in the style of any 5-year-old drawing the turtles.
No, Michelangelo is wearing the chef's hat.
Properly.
Properly.
Right, But it does.
And then he eats popcorn Cookie Monster style, and the hat falls off and is clearly pinned to his bandana.
And also, nobody cuts to put the hat back on his head.
Right?
It remains just flopping on the back of his head like a horrible ponytail.
I guess just in one long scene.
Yeah.
And no one was like, hey, let's fix this thing's hat. Yeah. Also, he's using the microwave to make ketchup popcorn.
Yeah. And then Donatello flips the switch on the microwave from microwave to science machine and uses it as a spectral analyzer on the bug that they stole from the dragon from the previous episode.
It tells him that there are bones and horns in it. And then he goes, looks like tiger bones, to be more specific. Because he's built
the
machine.
He's really good at machines.
Yeah, I guess so. Michelangelo's still wearing that hat akimbo.
Yeah, and Leonardo doesn't understand how bones could make people fight like that. It's like, he hit you once, and then Venus knocked it off of him. He didn't fight that great, and then he ran away.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I like that he's like, it's only magic until science gets involved, which I think is the plot of Thor.
Yeah, I bet this is going to be the source of contention between Donatello and Venus.
For the next 21 episodes.
Or 20 minutes, because who knows. Donatello doesn't like magic, and Venus says it exists. And he's seen her shoot lightning out of her hands, so I'm not sure why he's so mad. But yeah, and then Donatello continues to science at the thing and looks at some matrix code and realizes that there are turtle eggs in there too.
Oh no.
And they're all aghast.
But I don't know that this comes up again.
It doesn't. We go back to Lord Zedd's palace and the rank are all fighting each other for training purposes.
Just jumping over fire.
Apparently only 5 of them get to be selected for the next zoo raid. Hey, Dragon Lord, why don't just bring them all? You got 12 dudes. That's more than what the turtles have. And you maybe have some of them fight and the others can steal animals or whatever.
Or maybe give them all machine guns.
Or, yeah. Or have them fight with weapons.
Just mow down those turtles.
And then he sits down on his throne and it wobbles pretty severely. But the rank are all dodging like flying blades and spears and jumping over fire. And it's... none of it looks terribly difficult, honestly.
And Wick is dressed like Flava Flav the whole time. Big ass clock necklace.
He's timing them as they jump through the obstacle course. Apparently they got tires also. You know, like they had in ancient Japan? Or ancient China, I guess is where
they're New York. And then the turtles are back. They're sleeping where they fell.
And Leonardo was lucky enough to fall on the couch.
We go back into Leonardo's dreams. And he's dreaming about that sexy tortoise again.
It's very much like the scene from Empire where Luke goes into the tree.
Yeah, except not.
What, he's looking at a reflection of himself.
Is that it?
I don't know, man. It's a real tortoise. When you compare the actual tortoise's face to the turtle puppet mask, they look nothing alike. But apparently Leonardo talking in his sleep is enough to wake up Raphael, who decides to go out on a motorcycle ride to clear his head.
Because he gets angry because he's dreaming?
Yes. And he's like, Leonardo's mumbling, a new way. And Raphael goes on a drive and contemplating this, he's like, well, what does a new way mean? It could mean literally anything.
Right. He was dreaming. He could be like, oh, a new way to the ice cream store.
But a new way would be taking action, which means total turtlefication, of course.
Or maybe he was dreaming, oh, a new way to try and have sex with this little turtle.
or the big one. You
yeah.
Never know.
Either way.
But the entirety of Raph's plan that he took great pains to come up with is watch the monitor and then go fight the dragons. That has been the plan the entire time, man. But he and Leonardo argue because that is their dynamic. And, Raph goes a little speciesist on Splinter. So he says that the ninja code is the way of the mammals and they're reptiles.
I mean, they try and adhere to that code so strictly that it does seem to be getting in the way an awful lot.
Well, I guess, but also Leonardo's just a stick in the mud. But with no preamble, we cut to a rooftop again where Raph and Leo are fighting, or they're sparring, I guess, with bamboo sticks. They're talking ninja style, and they repeat themselves approximately 5 times.
There needs to be a new way. What do you mean there needs to be a new way? There needs to be a new way. What do you mean?
A new way, Raph. I talked to a turtle. He was talking in my sleep.
A guy told me.
An older boy told me to do it, sir. But the scene goes on for, I don't know, the rest of the show.
There's a lot of scenes in this episode that just go on just a little too long.
It's almost as if they didn't have enough plot.
Just have them bang some sticks together for a couple minutes.
Talk in circles. I saw a turtle at the zoo. Yeah, that's where they're at.
Yeah, you didn't see that turtle at the zoo. You, like, visited that turtle at the zoo, Leonardo. You straight up went to his house and, like, patted him on the shell and kissed him.
Most of that's true. We gotta find a new way.
He just keeps repeating it. I mean, I guess fighting last time got them to rescue Splinter, so they have that going for them. It worked once.
Leonardo karates the most and breaks Raphael's stick, so I guess he won.
So now they have to find a new way.
Instead of just going and punching stuff, which is actually going to be very similar plans.
Yeah, it's just their mentality when they punch things.
Yeah. But we cut back to Rank headquarters, where the Dragon Lord is handing out his spider bugs. Apparently, he announces they're going to an aquarium.
He also says there's enough for each and every one of us.
No, they're going to get enough for each and every one of them. They only have enough for five.
But he needs some more. He needs some dolphin scum. Yeah. And he rubs his belly as he says it.
I don't know what dolphin. I don't know what dolphin scum is.
I can't say on the podcast because it's really gross and sexy.
Now you're censoring yourself?
Yeah, I'm embarrassed.
That must be really fucked up then. So they.
It's like, cum. It's dolphin.
Dragon
cum.
Lord realized that the turtles will just follow them wherever they go. So they're going to stage. An ambush, so they're gonna do that at the aquarium, and we cut back to the turtles. Donatello is listing off the various tests he's done on it.
He's not listing them; he's yelling them at the spider.
Yeah, because he's checked for radiation, he's checked for particle emission, which is the same thing, and he's done a spectral analysis and blah 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 blah.
You can just say he's done all the science at it.
He scienced as hard as he can, and he's fed up. And then he hands it to Venus, who hums, and then he yells at her like a second later, "Why hasn't she figured anything out?" It's like, you had like a day to work on that, man. Give her more than 20 seconds. But it doesn't have any chi, so she doesn't know what to do with it either. And then they both agree to continue working on it. Set it down and walk away.
Sometimes you gotta take a break. Walk away. Clear your head. Do the crossword.
I guess. But Donatello, in the interim, has hooked up his temperature gauge to some cop lights, or like some sirens that he stole off a cop car and installed in the house.
Off of a cop car that ended up in the sewer. Duh. New York City.
Right. Everything you flush ends up in the sewer.
And then they find out that the raid is going to raid the aquarium. And then the best
which
part,
is also in Brooklyn, just like the zoo.
Then another best part happens.
Where Raphael Leonardo slams into Michelangelo.
And then Raphael straight up trips and falls. Leonardo, the actor inside Leonardo hurries and turns around and slams right Michelangelo, and Raphael just trips and bites it.
Or does he ninja vanish?
Nope. He straight up bites it.
No second takes.
No. We're not paying for this twice. Yeah. Oh, man.
So the turtles are running. The turtles run off to the Hummer. But beforehand, they stop by their weapon station, where they each have their weapons stored. And guess what Venus has? If you guessed a pair of balls... You guessed correctly.
I mean, to be fair, they did the most damage in the last episode.
You're not wrong. And she can use them without getting blocked by the Board of Standards and Practices. And then we get a little bit of an extended shot on the B-roll of them getting into the car, where Michelangelo and Donatello fight over the front seat.
Also, this guy said B-roll, so...
And then Master Splinter comes out and yells at them... Because they suck at being quiet. He's like, ninjas are quiet. Be quiet, please. God, you're going to make me look
bad.
Them. Guys, come on. I trained you better than this. I know I did.
If you go out and get killed, DCFS is going to come poking around here, and I can't have that. I got too much weird stuff on my computer.
And then he's just, fucking, go take a nap.
He just goes making a big bucket of mac and cheese and passes out. Waits for them to come back.
And it looks like they did do a second take on Raphael going out, because this time his muffler did not fall off.
But then there's this weird quick piece where, like, he's going really slow and there's circus music for just a split second.
It's really odd. Somebody buzzes in Raphael to the zoo or the aquarium, and
the aquarium looks
five
way.
Of them separate and meet as if they're in a Scooby-Doo cartoon.
I guess they all came in separate doors.
I guess, but they all drove together except for Raph.
The aquarium looks much more aquariumy than the zoo did.
Yes, like there are actual tanks and you can see.
Yeah,
fish
they, this might have actually been shot at an aquarium.
Yeah, instead of just a park where they put up a sign that said zoo, probably. But like Donatello has a rank detector and he's fumbling with it, and then Venus holds out her hands and starts humming. And then the rank complete with Dragon Lord are just standing in plain sight.
They just weren't looking
away.
They just weren't looking yet.
They were facing each other.
Yeah, but they hadn't looked up yet.
Right. They do suck. They suck at their job.
And then Donatello figures something out.
Well, maybe. Donatello posits that maybe it's a placebo effect. He gives Lord Dragon or Dragon Lord, whatever. He gives him a riddle. What happens if you give a sick dude a sugar pill? And
Dragon Lord gets the reference.
Apparently. And he says, nothing, a sugar pill is worthless. And that he orders an attack, and then realizes that Donatello told him he was wrong, and is aghast, and cannot have that, needs to know the answer.
The amount of time it took him to process that Donatello told him he was wrong is a bit alarming for someone who's in charge.
Well, he's not good.
He's still in charge.
Yeah. Well, that means he's the best of the idiots.
I guess that's true.
Instead of doing, like, the laser fists, they're going to go use their actual fists. But Donatello tells him that it's a placebo effect. You'll feel better because psychologically you think you're supposed to. And then the rank just take off the serum of invincibility by choice.
This is the plot of Space Jam.
Space Jam did it way better. But, like, we never find out if this thing actually did anything.
And that they were just tricked?
Take him off. I don't know, man. But the five selected rank run after Venus, Donatello, and Michelangelo while Raph and Leo face off against Dragon Lord.
And everyone jumps over this wall and makes references as if they were jumping into a pool. And I was like, neat. We're going to get like a water fight. That would be cool. Because someone says, first one in the pool. And someone says, cannonball. Those are things you yell when you jump into water.
Yep.
They don't. They just jump onto different cement.
They're just near water.
Yeah, there are just tanks behind them.
Yeah. And then Wick says that Wick gets a shot, and he says that he would fight, but I'm more valuable as a cheerleader. He's the worst. It's like, you're not fooling anybody with this puppet, guys. We know he doesn't have legs.
He does have legs. We saw them earlier in this episode.
He doesn't have legs he can use.
Oh, well, there's that.
And they're not going to animate it. But turtles fight the rank.
They kick and they punch and they, you know, boink and.
There's a lot of quips and puns, a lot of aquarium themed puns.
Yeah, we're having a whale of a time.
You know, which apparently is a saying in China, because it comes from Venus.
She knows what whales are.
Yeah, but is that
I don't know. I don't know anything. You didn't know that the natural enemy of the turtle was a whale.
There's most things are natural enemies of turtles.
Yeah, that's true.
Like seagulls.
That's what they should have been. He should have been Lord Seagull.
Yeah, but the rank goons are getting stomped like they do, but Lord Dragon's still doing good. Like, he takes out Leonardo and Raphael, and they're just in a heap, and then he takes his sweet-ass time finding his sword, and there's got to be, like, a six-minute window where he can kill them both and doesn't. Just standing there glowering and growling and waving a sword around, but not stabbing anyone.
Well, he has to stop and talk about how he's going to eat their insides. And then he shows them how he's going to swing his sword at them before he swings it at them.
But luckily, Donatello had enough time to run over and block it with his staff. And then DL just hold still while the five of them run around And they all smash into him with their shells.
Oh, I think that's where the line from the last episode is someone yells, "Didn't your mother ever tell you not to play with sharp things?" Yeah. And that's what Michelangelo yelled at him in the last episode. Yep. Because, I mean, if you've got a good line, why not put it back-to-back episodes?
It's not like two 30-year-old dudes are going to be watching this 10 years later.
At some point during the fight, I think earlier, someone yells, "I love being a turtle," after just, like, kicking a guy over.
Like turtles do.
Yeah, that's not a turtle thing. You can't yell, "I love being a turtle," if you just do a thing that everyone does.
You know why that worked in the first movie? It's because his head went into his shell.
Yeah.
And that was cool.
Ugh.
But apparently getting smashed by five turtles is enough to make a dragon man very woozy.
Yeah, he did not care to be kicked five times. One at a time, that's fine. He can handle that.
Yeah. So they have him on the ropes, and instead of running in and just bashing him, they let him...
Or mowing him down up. With a machine gun.
Well, I'm sure Donatello could work something up. But he goes to the end of the hallway and starts breathing very CGI'd smoke. And Michelangelo tells him that smokers are losers. And then apparently he can teleport, and he teleports away.
I mean,
this is only the
beginning. Every time we've just seen him step out from behind a tree, he's just finished teleporting. We don't know. There's been no instance.
Yeah. Whatever. And then...
And then the best... I know I've said the best thing a lot, but this is... The tone, it gets weird.
It's like the end of a 1980s movie, all of a sudden. And Donatello. And Leonardo just starts narrating, which has not happened up to this point.
It's like the end of Roseanne, where... You find out she's been writing a book the whole time, and she recaps everything that's happened up until this point and tells you the meaning of it.
Well, not everything has been a lie in this episode or in this show.
It hasn't been the truth. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
But he talks about how they're a big puzzle and they all fit together, and he wants to fuck that turtle, and that the new way is the way of the turtle.
Which is meaningless. That is a meaningless phrase.
No, the way of the turtle, Sky.
What was their previous way? How was it different?
They do things on their own. Now. They do things by their rules and codes of conduct. They don't have to just do things because that's how ninjas did them.
Now they choose to do them because it's how ninjas do them?
No, just instead of waiting till dragons come to their house, they'll just go to the zoo and get them without bitching about it first.
You know what? That way does sound better.
So that... brings us to the end of the episode where they yell green time, and then it ends because it's green time.
Indeed it is. So that closes out episode 5 of this 5-part opening.
I bet if you watch that all straight through though, unedited, like edited all together without interruption, it probably wouldn't flow together as one big series.
No, they were very different stories because it started with the foot and ended with a dragon man.
Right? And they had to go in a different dimension for a while.
And then there's magic, but there's not. But there is.
Just like Thor.
Nobody seems to have any idea what's happening in the show, including
us. Certainly not us, yeah. only 21 more times.
Yeah. So, thanks for sticking with us, guys. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, if anyone's still at it at this point, that's great. Good for you.
Appreciate it. you can follow us on Twitter at failedpopculture with no E because it's too many characters. You can email us at popculturefailure@gmail.com. We're on iTunes. You can rate and review. We're on other podcasting things. I don't know if we're on Stitcher. I should look into that.
I don't know anything.
If there's a thing you want me to be on, or you want me to put this thing on, let me know and I'll do that. But yeah, that wraps up.
Scott, when do we get a Patreon? When do I start making the sweet, sweet money off this? When can I quit my job to watch Ninja Turtles full time?
I think we only have like 20 people listening to
us. If each of them gives us $1,000 a month, we can quit our jobs.
I think that's pretty reasonable. Step up, guys.
Yeah, I'm putting that on you, everyone. I think one of those listeners, though, is me. Son of a bitch.
One of them is me. And then a couple of them are people whose Patreon I contribute to.
Are you paying people to listen to our show?
I'm not paying some people to listen to the show.
All right. Well, if you'd like us to contribute to your Patreon so you'll listen to our show, just send Sky an email. He has a better job than me.
But yeah, thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time. What's the next episode?
episode 6. I looked it up before this started so I could tell you. I don't know. It is the Staff of Bukai, B-U-K-I.
I have no recollection of that, so that'll be fun for
based
everyone.
On the thumbnail, Lord Dragon is holding a stick with a... he's holding the cane the old man has in Jurassic Park with the ember on the top. With the amber on the top with this...
This is the second one we've done in a row, so we're a little punchy.
I also did a bunch of blow. Why would I say that?
I don't know. Leave it in.
Damn it.
All right.
I gotta go to bed.
Join us next time, guys. Thanks very much.
Happy birthday. Yeah. Are there any shots of the Twin Towers in this?
I do not know.
We haven't seen them yet.